Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're with Rob Franek. He is the author of Princeton Review's Best 371 Colleges. He's also the publisher of the Princeton Review books. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Les. Thanks for inviting me again.
Oh, no problem. So tell me, for those who are uninitiated, for those who aren't aware of the Princeton Review books, what is that and how long have you been publishing this particular book?
Well, we have about 200 books in publication. Princeton Review is an education and testing company. We started in 1981 to teach students very clearly how to master the SAT, and since that time, we provide that same service for students that are taking any standardized test, certainly for college-bound students with ACT prep, subject tests, and things like that, but also every professional and graduate school-bound bound exam. We wanted to make sure that we were providing students with services after they got the test scores that they needed, and that's where sort of our website, PrincetonReview.com, and certainly the 200 books that we have in publication, many of them dealing with admission, undergrad, and graduate school, so you can find the right fit school for you. That has been our very clear mission, test scores and making sure that students are finding that right fit.
And you've been doing the best college book for a long, long time, haven't you?
We have, yeah. This is our 18th year in publication for Best 371. As you might imagine, the title changes. I spend a good deal of time on the road visiting with current undergraduate students, administrators, faculty members, just a good deal of time in visiting schools that we've been writing about for a while, and then schools that we're not writing about. And again, to provide that great cross-section of different schools, all that are providing an exceptional education experience for students, but that are not, you know, the 10 or 15 most competitive schools in the country based on SAT or GPA scores. We know that's not going to be a fit for every student, so we want to make sure that we're providing that great cross-section, hence the name Best 371 Colleges across the country.
All right, so you're just not sitting in an office typing away. You're actually getting out and visiting these campuses, aren't you?
Oh, my. I do spend a good deal of time on college campuses. For myself, that helps, you know, me be informed very specifically about what initiatives are going on in the classroom. You know, get career services. Are there sustainability issues on campuses? Are schools moving in that way? But in addition to that, and really the lifeblood of Best 371 is that we survey who we consider college experts, current college students. So 122,000 college students this year completed the survey information that informs that book. So all of the ranking lists, all of the narrative is completely based on that opinion.
Rob, it's kind of an odd number, 371. How'd you come to that number?
You know, it's a good question. And what I just don't back into the number each year. I mean, again, we take our job and really the unique situation that the Princeton Review is in very seriously each year, and that we want to make sure that we're providing that great cross-section of different schools. So I spend, as we were saying before, a lot of time on college campuses thinking about what schools we may want to add to the book each year. So I consider quite a few schools each year, and then we start the student survey, and then we look at it from an administrative as well as a curriculum standpoint, and we choose a couple more.
All right, so you make these rankings, and you do these lists in a lot of different categories. I'm wondering, what category do the students go to most? What's most important to the students? And what category is most important to parents usually?
An important question to bring up. And this year, parents have been pretty united. And again, as you were saying, there are 62 different top 20 ranking lists. And we rank schools, again, based on that student opinion on all different areas, from academic life through extracurricular life, food on campus, campus cultural issues. And so those are the things that we know students and parents are united in wanting to know about. This year, parents have been very focused on financial aid, probably not uncommon to hear from most of your listeners. So that said, we know that there's a great deal of frenzy and extreme interest in financial aid and finding that school that could be affordable for a student and their family.
What type of information, Rob, do you have for people who are going through some tough economic times right now?
A couple of things, and many of them are directly written about in the Best 371 Colleges. One, we have a financial aid rating generated for each of the 371 schools in the book. And that we solidly looked at quantitative numbers. How much aid was a student receiving upon admission to a school? What was the average aid package overall? What was the average indebtedness that students were walking away with after they finished their four-year degree? So as you might imagine, this is not stuff that you'd likely see in a marketing view book, printed out by the school, because sometimes those numbers are not so flattering. So that is one of the resources that we have in the book. We also put in our list of 100 best value colleges across the country, 50 of which are public, 50 are private, all doing, you know, the near impossible, which is to make you not mortgage out your future to pay for college. Another one of the resources in the book. Great financial aid schools is one of the ranking lists. So I feel like there are many resources that can, again, help combat the frenzy around financial aid and give students and families just very, very clear advice and saying what schools are doing an exceptional job about giving out aid.
Rob, I think people are aware yours is not the only book out there that ranks colleges, but you have some categories, you have some information that you don't find in other books. Give me an example of some of that.
Well, one of them, and this is one of our 62 rankings, we have it on Best Career Services, which is one of the newest ranking lists that we put in Best 371. It's important, and I think that as we were discussing, concerns around financial aid, what is the value of my undergraduate degree? Schools are very smart to, again, listen to their customers, listen to their students, and saying, you know, I want to make sure that I'm provided a compelling classroom experience at Pitts or college while I'm there, but I also want to make sure that I have some outside of the classroom experiences when I'm an undergraduate, and then what sort of careers can I move on to later on. University of Florida is number one on that list this year. Does an amazing job for students when it comes to those resources. But again, there are lots of different ranking lists. We have, you know, from our best overall classroom experience list to best food to best dorms on campus, you know, diverse population. Do those diverse students actually speak to one another? So we try to, again, across the board, address issues that college-bound students really were concerned about when looking for that right fit school and that compelling experience.
I noticed you also give each college a green rating, which is very concerning for a lot of students and parents as well, yes?
That's really true, and I'm glad that you brought that one up, because this is the second year that we've provided that green rating for each of the schools in the book, if we've gotten back enough information from them. And why I'm so proud of the green rating is because it focuses specifically on sustainability initiatives, starting with classroom initiatives. So what are students learning in their undergraduate classroom curriculum that would focus on being sustainable, promoting sustainable growth, sustainable businesses once those students graduate, and then focusing on programs that are affecting a student's quality of life, transportation programs. Are there free bike programs at NYU or at Bates College up in Maine? Recycling programs on campus. Are buildings LEED certified? So are they sustainable buildings as new initiatives come up on campus? We looked at lots of different variables and lots of different stats when it came to focusing on that sustainability initiative, but very specifically, as you were saying, to address that customer need. Students are so interested in sustainability, having their first experience with it when they were in high school, knowing that they're going to get some more of it in college, and knowing that those green careers are going to grow pretty dramatically once they graduate.
You know, we're dealing with a lot of smart people. We're dealing with college administrators, and we're dealing with college students. How has your book been received by them? What's been their response?
Generally speaking, you know, especially from the ranking list perspective, as there are 62 different ranking lists, there are some gratuitous lists. You know, our best professors list, best classroom experience list. Probably not surprising, most of the administrators that would grab onto those lists, they would trumpet the fact that they're on the Princeton Review list, that it's named by their students as the, you know, best academic experience. I mean, that's a pretty compelling argument. On the other side of the fence, we do lots of social ranking lists. I do a party school list, which is inherent to Best 371 as well. A Reefer Madness list, focusing on, you know, how much pot the kids smoke when they're in school. If they get on those types of lists, administrators near globally try to discredit the Princeton Review and marginalize our activities. I remind folks on all sides of the fence that our main customer here are our college-bound students, their families, and guidance counselors. And we're putting out Best 371 as well as all of the information on PrincetonReview.com to simply make them smarter than we were when we were going through the process, to give them the resources that they can actually find a compelling experience at a school, to make sure that they're getting the scores to get into those schools and the right financial aid to pay for those schools. That is our Trinity mission, and it's something that I'm so proud to be working at Princeton Review and being able to supply for students and families.
And Rob, best place to find the book?
PrincetonReview.com is a perfect place to start. Any online bookseller, or certainly your local bookstores.
He is Rob Franek, the author of Princeton Review's Best 371 Colleges and the publisher of the Princeton Review Books. Thanks, Rob.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.